I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Tension between the U.S. and China remains at an all-time high. Saber-rattling from China and a U.S. ban on Chinese social media are the latest in a year of division. Analysts say investments have fallen to a nine-year low as U.S. companies feel pressured to leave China. How do politics and the pandemic affect China-focused ministries? Bibles for China President Kurt Rovenstein.
A lot of posturing, a lot of exchange of words. We're hopeful that it doesn't keep us from moving forward.
Thankfully, COVID-19 restrictions haven't stopped their partners' work.
Ministry continues, but we feel like we don't have the same touch that we've had before, and so we're anxious for that to loosen up. China has allowed some countries to come back into China. The United States is not on that list.
And the pandemic makes everything more difficult in Kenya. FMI's Tumasi says young girls suffer the most.
There are things that a girl child cannot do without. Number one is what we call sanitary towel. And so those girls who cannot get them will try to get them at all cost. And so men will take advantage of them. Most of our girls began to be pregnant.
For most girls, school was the only protection they had from threats like female circumcision, rape, and child marriage. However, schools across Kenya have been shut down since March, leaving girls to fend for themselves. Look for the story and find your place in it at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a volatile year, and your continued support of MNN helps us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.